We're beginning Perek Chafei, and hopefully we'll finish Chafei. It's not a very long Perek, somewhat of a short Perek, but it's a very fundamental Perek, and it really goes back all the way to Rosh Arbla. This is really how the Baal Tani began. It began that the whole Sefer is built on explaining to us, how it shaykh for every Yid and every Zman. Moshe Rabbeinu was not just talking to the Dor Deah, to Dor in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to every Yid, Teres Nitzchias. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling every Yid, it's accessible to every single person to be involved in Torah and Mitzvahs, Sumara and Asay Toiv, Sai to be Asay Toiv, Sai not to be involved in any Asay Ra. And Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Karve Lecha Dov Ma'oid, and the whole Sefer really. The crux of the first 25 brachim is really going ahead and explaining to us. Agav, we got involved in many other fundamental ideas as well. What is Torah? What is mitzvahs? What is Yichud Hashem? What is Pirut Hashem? We got involved in many other things that, you know, along the way that were very, very fundamental for us to understand how the nefesh works, how the neshama works, the chelik l'kai mimal, the nefesh Bahamas. But really, ultimately, all of it was leading up to Perek Hafei. All of it was leading up to, in order to explain to us, how a tshaychi karev elecha adov ma'oid b'fichu b'vav chalaseis. And if you remember, Perek Zayin, he already answered the shayla. He already explained how a tshaychi we're explaining the concept of Moyach Shelet al Alev, which is a very fundamental, you know, avoda in all Sifri Chabad, Moyach Shelet al Alev, and explained over there that through his Bainanus, a person has the capability to go ahead and bring up Ahava. Ahava is able to be built through his Bainanus, and a person can create the Ahava. And Mela Moyach is able to be Shelet al Alev, and Mela is able to push away any of the Machshavas Reis that a person wants to do. And Mela says, Ubezei Yovan, he begins Perek Yitzayin, Ubezei Yovan Mashakasav, Kikar Lecha Dov Ma'oid, Bethicha, Bavavchalasaisa, and explains over there at length in Perek Yitzayin how to do it. But then in Perek Yitches is really where we began the second discussion. He says, Otesef is beer. He begins Perek Yitches. Otesef is beer hate of milis ma'oid, which means I understand kikar velecha, but the pasuk says kikar velecha dov ma'oid. So says the Baal Tani, kar velecha dov ma'oid means it's ma'oid, that it's very easy. So he says he's going to explain from Perek Yitches all the way to Perek Chafei exactly how it's shaykh to be able to have moyach shelet al alev even when I don't have the moyach. Right? And that's really what he spent the past few prakim explaining to us, and he had to give us a few akdamas in order to be able to understand what he's going to tell us right now in Perek Chafei, but to be able to explain to us how a shaykh, for a person who doesn't have the capability to be mizbeinin, which means a person doesn't have the constant capability at every time and at every place that he's in, to be able to be mizbeinin in to be able to build up and to be able to create that is bininess which allows for Mayach Shelet Alev. And therefore, in order, if the Pasuk says, that means that it's accessible to a person constantly, and those are the words he's going to use over here, is Bechol Eis u Bechol Sha'ah, which means that every time, at every moment of a person's life, regardless of how inspired he feels, regardless of how he's able, how much he's able to be Mizbainin, nevertheless, what he explained to us, what he's going to explain to us in Perek Hafei, is Karvelecha Dov Ma'id means Mamash Bechol Eis u Bechol Sha'ah, and it's all going to be based on the premises that he explained to us over the past few prakim, beginning in Perek Yud Ches all the way until Perek Chav Dalet, explaining to us what it means, Ahavas Hashem, what it means, I'm sorry, a mitzvah, what it means in Avera, that a mitzvah means to be ma'achid Shema Yisbarach, mitzvah means to be able to create a yichud, to be able to mevatel oneself. He spoke about difference in mitzvah and Talmud Torah, but both of those are a concept of a bittel to the Rabbana Shalalam. Both of those allow a person to be able to be megala the Yichud Yisbarach and Chalula Faker, and Avera has the capability to be able to do the exact opposite, to make period, the ultimate period that a person is able to make. It's the worst period, and again, we explain in a very graphic way in Perek Chav Dalet exactly what that looks like when a person's involved in an Avera, the period that's created because of a person being involved in an Avera. And once we know that, together with the fact that we know that Afilu Kal Shabakalim, like he explained in Perek Yitches, even the lowest person, even the most simple, basic Yid, a Yid who's not involved in Torah and Mitzvahs throughout his life, would nevertheless, if pushed against a wall, would be willing to be going ahead and give up his life for the Rabbanu Shalom at that moment, to be Meiser Nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom. And he explained to us also the other Agdama, that every Avera is really Avodah Zarah, and every mitzvah is really Anoicha V'Alekecha. So now, 1 + 1 + 1. Now, that we have all those Agdamas. Again, from Perek Yitches, he's going this long explanation. From Perek Yitches explaining to us, and now we can just add up the equation, and we'll be able to see, because if I understand what a mitzvah is, and understand what an Avera is, and understand that at every moment of my life, if I was pushed against the wall, and not just me, Afilo Kal Shabakalam, even a person who's not a Shemir Torah mitzvah would be willing to be going ahead and give up his life for the Rabbanu Shalom, and I understand that every mitzvah and every avera either means Yichud Hashem, which is Anoicha V'Alekecha, or Pirud, which means L'yilcha L'him Acherim. So then it's very easy for me to understand that all I need to do is not to create a Hezboininus, which creates a feeling of Mayach Shelet Al Alev, that feeling of Mayach Shelet Al Alev that I'm able to be Mizbainin. It's the Teva, it's the basic built-in, the Hava Mesuteris, which is built into every year that I feel Kal Shabakalim is willing to give up his life. All I have to do is go out and activate that, which can always be activated, because if a gun was held to a person's head, they would activate that at that moment, And therefore, all I need to do is to recognize that every avera that comes my way, even if it's an avera kala, shel devrei, even if it's only through rabbanan, every avera that comes my way is be'etzim, a small bechina, an aspect of avodah zarah. Like he said, the only difference between this and avodah zarah is not the yahark vayavar, that's not the chilek, it's only the chilek between how much of an effect it has on a person after the avera, but at the moment of the avera itself, there's no chilek, whether it's an avera derabbanan, avera deraisa, with his gimel chamuris, they're all doing the exact same thing at the moment, which is creating the period of the rabban, between you and the rabbanan shalom, you know, not being Megala, the Achdusi is Baruch. So now if I understand that every Avera that comes my way is an opportunity for me to go ahead and be able to say, I'm going to be Meiser Nefesh. And if I'd be willing to give up my life, for sure, I should be willing to give up this small, tiny Taiva that's coming my way. So then it stands to reason that it's built into the basic DNA of every single Neshama, which is a Chelek Lekami Mal, to be able to overcome any Nesayin, to be able to pass any Nesayin. All you need to do is be able to bring up, again, not to create, to bring up that Ahava Masateris that's in you, and the way to act activate that is with the recognition that the Avera in front of me is Avodah Zarah. Whatever the Avera is, whether it's Avera Darabana Daraisa, it is Avodah Zarah. Why? Because it's creating L'yelach Alehim Echerim. It's creating Alehim Echerim. It's saying that I'm not being Mevatel my Ratzon to the Ratzon of Hashem. It's saying that there is some other power. I can decide what I want to do, and that itself is pure from the Ratzon of Hashem. So Mamela, what's coming in front of me right now, the lady that's walking down the street is Avodah Zarah. The food that I want to eat that doesn't have a good Heksher is Avodah Zarah. The not showing up the Shacharis and catching Zman Tefillah, that's Avodah Zarah. Everything is Betzim Avodah Zarah or Achdus Yisburach. And again, like we said, the Baal Tani paints everything in a very, very clear picture. Black and white. There's no gray area. Everything's either anoichi or liyelecha. And again, like we said, the result, you can't compare the result of an avera derabanan to gimel chamuris, but at the moment of the avera itself, I need to recognize that at that moment itself, it's either avodah zarah or it's achdus yisburach. Amid being megala, anoichi elvai lekecha or chalila faker. Now, it doesn't mean that it's easy to do this at every moment. Right? Karav elecha dav ma'oyid doesn't say it's easy. Karav elecha dav ma'oyid means that it's accessible to a person. It's a difficult thing to do because the Maisa, at the end of the day, when I'm confronted with a taiva and I want to get angry at somebody because somebody did something wrong to me, somebody wronged me in some way, for me to be able to stop myself and to say, wait, it's avodah zarah if I get angry. And the Gemara actually says, right there it says it clearly, but anything, right? It, for me to be able to go ahead and to recognize and to stop and to bring up the Hav Masteris, it's not always going to be easy, but Karav elecha dav ma'oyid means that it's accessible to you at every moment, regardless of your mental state, regardless of your spiritual state, regardless whether you have the ability to be able to mizbein it or not, it doesn't make a difference. It's there and it's built into your DNA, the capability to be able to overcome any nesayin. And if I can overcome any nesayin, in order just not to go ahead and not to be Avodah Zarah. So for sure, when I'm able to do something, it's going to bring me Karav to Rabbanu Shalom and be able to be Megala Achdusa Yisburach, for sure I'm capable of doing that. For sure I can go ahead and do something positive, even if it's difficult, like waking up on time or putting on tefillin or whatever my difficulty is, but for sure to go ahead and do something positive, which is going to create a bittle of myself and be Megala Achdusa Yisburach, for sure I have the capability to do that every moment. So again, this is the premises of what he's going to be explaining in Perek Chafei. We'll see it inside, but this way he's going to explain is now, we're going back to Kikar Velecha Dov Ma'id, Beficho B'vav Chalas Aysa Hawachach. And therefore he says like this, the following page. Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, we're going to see that. Which means, it's going on both. We'll see how he first begins it with the Avodah Zarah, which is the easier one for us to understand, because that's where the point of Mesiris Nefesh is. But then we'll see how he takes it to the Asay, Kol Shekin, he says to the Asay, Kal Chemri to the Asay. That's what he's going to explain in Parakha Fei, on page Laman Aleph. Towards the bottom of the page, where it says Perek Chafei. V'zeu Shekosef. This is now that we understand everything we just explained from Perek Yud Ches up until Perek Chavdala. V'zeu Shekosef. Ki karav alecha dover ma'oid. Now again, he doesn't put in the next three words because those are not the key words. The key word over here is ma'oid because that's what he explained in Perek Yud Ches. He needs to explain to us the word ma'oid. Shebechol eis ubechol sha'ah, which means at every moment. Biyadei shel adam ubrususoi hu lahaver. Again, it's biyadei shel adam, not easy, but it's in the hands of a person. Any person can do this. Ubrususoi lahaver ruach shtos vashicha mikirba. Because as we said, the only reason why I got involved in avera is only to ruach shtos, like we said in Perek Chavdalet. It's only because I think that the avera I'm doing is not as bad as avodah zarah. But if I just knock out that ruach shtos and I get back to myself, to who I really am, I'm able to return to the essence of who I am, which is a chelik elikami mal that wants to go ahead and be meister nefesh for the rabbanu shalom. Ula ira vasel Hashem echad mesuteres bevande bilavavai b'lishem. Because I don't have to create something, so it's b'chol eis b'chol sha'ah. It's not limited to a time or space. It's not limited to where I am or what matzav I'm in. It's b'chol eis b'chol sha'ah because it is me. It's my ahava mesuteris. It's built into my psyche. Which means you can't explain to somebody why a person is going to go ahead and be moiser nefesh. It's not something that's understood. The basic human need is to survive. The basic human need is to continue living. And a person is willing to go ahead and be moiser nefesh in a way that you can't go ahead and be masig and understand it. It's built into the teva of a person. So memela the kol shekem b'shvirus ha'tayva zekala miyasurim misa, to go ahead and to look away when a taiva comes your way, or to go ahead and to push yourself not to mizman kriya shema, to go ahead and to push yourself to, you know, to not be mevatel Torah, is much, much easier and much less of a yisurin than yisurin shel misa. So if you'd be willing to give up your life with yisurin shel misa, with torture and yisurin shel misa, for sure to go ahead and give up a small taiva, which is going to cause you to give a krach that you lost that taiva, for sure a person should be willing to do. V'kol shekem b'shvirus ha'tayva kala miyasurim misa, which is so much easier than yisurin misa. For sure, when it comes to sur meira, I feel my avera kal shadiver seifim, even a small avera de rabbanon. Shloi laver aritzoni gizbarach, not to be over aritzoni. Why? Because I understand that being over aritzoni is ma'achar shenifred bami yichudav achdusay. K'may b'avay dezar mamish b'shas ma'isa. Again, at least b'shas ma'isa. What's taking place at that moment of an iser kal shal devrayim at that moment is. At that moment, this pirud nifrad ba meyichuda v'achdusai k'moy ba'avid ezar mamish b'shas ma'isa. Right, and therefore, if I understand it, I just recognize and just contemplate that for one moment, it knocks at the ruach shtos. It brings me back to who I naturally am. The havam is a terrorist that I naturally am, and mela a person is able to go ahead and be meiser nefesh in a much smaller way than being meiser nefesh by dying. All you have to do is to live al kiddush Hashem, which means to go ahead and just say, I'm going to turn my head away. Go ahead and say, I'm not going to speak lashon hara. It's much easier to be able to hold back, to bite one's lip from speaking a good juicy piece of lashon hara than it is to die, just to metzias. So if I'm willing to die for the Rabbanu Shalom, not to be oivet avay dezara, for sure, we're willing to go ahead and give up speaking this piece of lashon hara for the Rabbanu Shalom. Even if it's avera kala shel devrayim, nevertheless, I'd be willing to do it. Aye, he says. Which means, so maybe I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe it's different. Which means maybe the reason why I'd be willing to do this avera is because I'll do the avera and I'll do tshuva afterwards. So I'll do the avera. I'm going to make a period, but I'll do tshuva afterwards. Says about Tanya, by the Zohar, you could have the same taina. Which means if the reason why you're going to do the avera is because you're going to say I'm going to do the avera and then I'll do tshuva after, so why wouldn't you do that by the Zohar? Be'al dan t'ravai the Zohar, you can do tshuva. The Banisham is makabel tshuva even on gimel chamuris. Again, if bezdin sees the edim, but assuming there's no bezdin, there's no edim, so you can go out and do tshuva after. Why don't you do that? Because you understand that I'm not willing even for a moment to be apart from the Rabbanu Shalom, even to do it just in a way b'chitzonius, like we said. I'm not willing to go ahead and to be able to be, for a moment, be connected to the world of Avodah Zarah, so the same thing comes when it's a small Avera. I'll do the Avera, Mincha's in 20 minutes, I'll chet by Mincha, maybe I'll say Tachnin by Mincha even, and then I'll go ahead and I'll be Mechaper my Avera. It doesn't work that way, right? Because by Avodah Zarah, I would never do that. So even by Avera Kalash, I'll never say from, I also can't have the Taina. Maybe I, V'afsha Imer, Echtav Ashav, Ema speaking, maybe the reason just is echtav ashev, ema speaking miyad alas shuva, which means Chazal say if a person says echtav ashev, ema speaking miyad alas shuva, haynu shem achzikim miyad elias leishas akaisha alas shuva, which means the reason is not because I can't do tshuva after I go out and do avera, even if I do the avera al das, then I'm going to go ahead and have a mincha afterwards. Because when Chazal say ema speaking miyad alas shuva, that just means ema achzikim miyad elias leishas akaisha alas shuva. All it means is that they don't go ahead and make it easier for you b'day shemayim to go ahead and do tshuva. Avlam docha kasha, if a person pushes. Nevertheless, there's nothing in the world that gets in the way of tshuva. So that can't be the reason why you're not going to be even of a dessert and then do tshuva afterwards. You know why? The reason why you're not doing it? Because even if I'm going to do it, tshuva after. Let's say, it's going to be difficult for me to do tshuva on my avodah zarah, but I'm going to push. I'm going to be doichik as hasha. I'm going to push it. Nevertheless, you would never want for a moment of your life to be connected to the world of avodah zarah. And maybe you'd be willing to be meiser nefesh, to give up your life, not for a moment to be involved in avodah zarah, even if the moment after you're going to do tshuva. Why? Because afilu fisha, v'lash tshuva achar kach. Why? V'hayinu mipnei or Hashem, I'm luvish benafshim. Because I have a chelik alikai mimal inside of me. And my nefesh alikis does not allow me, the havam sateris inside of me does not allow me even for a moment to be connected to the world of avodah zarah, even if I could do tshuva afterwards. I'm connected to the Rabbanu Shalom, the Rabbanu Shalom is a malam in his man. See, even if this moment at 10:02, I could be connected to Avodah Zarah, 10:03 I'll do tshuva, but the Rabbanu Shalom, 10:02 and 10:03 are all one. The Rabbanu Shalom is a malam in his man. His man was the Bria. The Gra writes very famously that Bereishis Bar Lakim, the first thing the Rabbanu Shalom created is Bereishis. The first thing Hashem created is the concept of time. Bereishis means in the beginning, before the Rabbanu Shalom created the word Bereishis, there was no concept of time, there's no beginning or end. It's all ain't safe. So the Rabbanu Shalom is a malam in his man. So to go ahead and even even for a moment be nifrat from the Rabbanu Shem Vachdusi is Baruch, I'm not willing to do. Even if the moment after I could do a real tshuva and avada, I'm a kabbal the tshuva 100%. The Rambam writes, and the Rambam writes these halachas, I'm speaking to the last tshuva. The Rambam writes the 24 things, and I'm akav as a tshuva and Perek Dalet in Hilchas Shuvah, and he writes over there a few halachas of the things that Amos speaking beyond the last Shuvah, and then he ends off on Halacha Vav. Kol Elo Advar Mekiyetzman Afal Pi Shema Akvenas Shuvah in my name, I say. Which means ma'akfinas tshuva. It makes it more difficult to be able to go out and do tshuva. We spoke Matzah Shabbos about the baskal that comes out of Har Chayrev. Shuva Banam Shevim, you want to hear the baskal clearly. It'd be very, very difficult. You'd be stuffed up and it won't be easier to hear it. But Zakta Rambam, of course, ain menein, I say, elam asa adam tshuva mehen. If you do tshuva, harei zebal tshuva. V'yesh l'chelik olam haba. Even though, you know, you can do the worst averis, but there's no aver that you can do that's beyond the pale of tshuva that you can't do tshuva for. Ema speak me'ad alasa tshuva means, if you say echtav ashev, so which means that the reason why you did the avera was because of the tshuva, so the tshuva is not going to be there to be able to give you this yata d'shmaya to go ahead and be able to do tshuva. But nevertheless, a person pushes ahead and says, nevertheless, I'm going to push past, I'm going to do tshuva anyways. Like Abel Ezer ben Dodai, I'm going to push and do tshuva, even though I'm speaking in the last tshuva. Even though the world around me is not helping me do tshuva, nevertheless, and say, in a davar tole ela bi, like Abel Ezer ben Dodai said, it's up to me, totally up to me, and no one's going to help me, not the shmayim, and not the arts, not the harem, and no one's going to help me. Avadam is speaking in the last tshuva. Avadam akvin, they won't hold back a person be able to get a tshuva. But nevertheless, even though that's a true statement, and again, if you look at in regards to tshuva over there in Perek Yud Aleph, he discusses this drop more at length. This concept of ema speaking me'ad alas tshuva doesn't mean that they'll ever hold you back from doing tshuva bechlal in any area if a person goes there and does tshuva. It just means that you don't get that asusa d'le'ela, you don't get that siyata d'shmaya. But nevertheless, even though I could do tshuva, on the worst of air like avodah zarah, I would never want to be apart from avodah zarah, apart from the Rabbanu Shalom, to do avodah zarah even for a moment. So the same way I understand that avodah zarah for a moment is worth giving up my life for. Even though at 10:03 I can get back to the place of Achdusei Yisbarach, so the same thing is with any taiva. At 10:03 I could just do Slach Lanu, and the Rebbeinu Shem have to do it properly. Even if I said Echtav Ashev, the Rebbeinu Shem makabel my tshuva, like the Baal Tani very famously writes that a person says Chayin and Marbel Leslayach, he has to believe 100% and be maimed in the tshuva, because otherwise the bracha levatal. And I believe 100%, but it doesn't make a difference. But at the moment of 10:02, you're apart from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shem is a malam and his man and malam and a makam. So for the moment right now, 12:02, I'm apart from the Rebbeinu Shalom.
The tshuva you do afterwards doesn't help that moment.
It will, no, for sure it will.
It helps say that you were chayz b'tshuva on the very day that you've done, but that moment you missed that on.
Right. And that moment, again, even if I can go ahead and do tshuva mehava, I can do that, but it doesn't make a difference because that moment I was apart from the Rabbanu Shalom. And therefore to go out and do that, I can't do that. I pasha don't have the capability to go out even for a moment in time to be apart from Achdusi Yisbarach. So if I know that I would do that for avodah zarah, so kol shekein, I should do that for something which is so much easier to do, which is just pasha biting my tongue and not saying lashon hara, looking away when there's you know ri'yas asuris. Pasha, to do that is so much easier for me to do. And therefore, he says, for sure, in the world of Sur Meirah, I have a very simple thing. All I need to do is stop and think. And Rav Nachman writes, come out the same thing. I don't have time. Maybe a different time we'll go through. Is the piece in Likutei Moran where he writes, come out the same Eitz as a Pella. He writes, come out the same Eitz as a Baal Tanya. A lot of Torahs that, you know, places that the Torahs are connected. Mamash, come out the same Torah, that a person recognizes that he'd be willing to be Moisir Nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom on the Gimel Chamuris. So he should just take that and extend that one step further and say, it doesn't go, he's not Meirich nearly as much as Baal Tanya from Perek Yud Ches all the way to Chafei, but he says the same thing. That person has to understand the same thing. The same way you want to be Moisir Nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom, just be Moisir Nefesh and go ahead and do something down here in this world to go ahead and to be able to live in a way that a person's Moisir Nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom, not to go ahead and be involved in other averus, even averus which are more kal than the gemach hamuris. So that's when it comes to Sormira. Then he continues, v'hein v'chinas asei toiv. The same thing happens on asei toiv. L'zgaber ba'ari kari, b'gvura v'aymetz alev, neged ha'yetzer, ha'mach b'ras gufoy. The yetzer shank to schlep me and keep me in bed. He doesn't want to do. Ma'apolov atzah, ma'apolov atzla, he's giving me atzlas, me b'chinas yisayda offer, like we said in Perek Aleph, that comes from the yisayda of offer, sheva nefesh, sheva hamas. Me'la triach gufoy b'zrizis. He wants me to stay in bed, pass man kriyishma. He wants me not to get up and to go learn. He wants me to just not to be able to be involved in avodas Hashem. B'chol minit terech v'avodas masa, b'avodas Hashem. She'yesh b'terech v'amol. You have to work. K'gayin l'amol b'tayr. To go out and to work and to be involved in Amelis Batera, Be'ian Ubepeh. That's important to know. We mentioned this many times before. To the Baal Tanya Paskins and Ilchas Talmud Torah, the Torah needs to be said Bepeh. If it's not said Bepeh, that's a chasarn in the chasarn in Velamadatam, a chasarn in the Kiyam of Talmud Torah, even though he says it is, but it's a chasarn in the Etzem Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, unless a person is very involved in heavy eating, but generally, it's a person doesn't have the peh. The pasuk puma begirsa, like we said about Rabba. Okay, Rabba said kagoyin and albeinini. Rabba is the lashon that the gemara uses that the Baltani brought down in Perek Aleph is like pasuk puma begirsa. He never stopped learning for a moment, right? So when it comes to asik toy, for example, things that take time, you have to sit over a gemara, you have to shvis, and you have to work, and you have to make sure you really know it. And the yitzar is just like be lazy and just go through the page and another page and another page. And don't worry, Safiyami, you don't have to get every word, you don't have to get everything. It's fine, just move, or whatever it is. A person has to focus by the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei to make sure the Melchavin or versus Melchavin, Shema Yisrael. See, it's our, makes a person lazy. A person doesn't want to get out of bed. My Mechazal, Ilum Yosem Odom Atzmai, Al Divrei Torah. So when it comes to learning be'in, tefillah b'kavana b'chol koicha mamash, to daven b'chol koicha, v'chein b'avaydus Hashem, she'ibedavar b'mamon, where to go out and not do things that take a lot of mental extortion, the things that take, financial, it's going to cost me financially to go out and give money. I don't want to give the guy money. I'm lazy. I don't want to, this hard work. I'm lazy. I don't want to give away the money that I worked hard to earn, so I don't want to give it away. These tachbulas yetzer, when it comes to Torah, Tefillah, and again, he uses the three amudim of the world, Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim, right? These are the three examples that he uses. Why dafka these? But these are the three amudim that he uses, Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim. When it comes to these three things that a person feels naturally, there's an atzlus and a certain kvedas that a person feels when it comes to these things. Not to go ahead and to push myself and to push me physically in a way that it's going to be lama negdu, lichbosh, lichbosh. It's very easy to go out and do these things. How do I push myself to get out of bed in the morning? How do I push myself to stay by the black amar and not to go ahead and be mavato tera? How do I push myself to go ahead and give tzedakah when it's hard for me? It's karv ma'id, the pasuk says. To go ahead and to push myself to sit in a chair for an extra 10 minutes is so much easier than dying. It's so much easier to push myself to give an extra few dollars to tzedakah than it is to die. And if I'd be willing to die for the Rabbanu Shalom, in just not to be nifrad me'echudusai for a moment, so kol shekein, I should go ahead and asay toiv. Right, Yisur Misa Hashem Ishmarenu. Hayim Makabel Bahavu Baratzon Shloim Part Meichude VeAchdusa Yisbarach. If not to be nifrad from Yichude Yisbarach, I'd be go ahead and be a hava. Go ahead and be Makabel Baratzon. Be Makabel Mesiris Nefesh. Akidus Hashem. Afilu Fishal, like we mentioned. L'shtachav Eslavay Dezara Chas Vishal. V'Kol Shekein. K'Shiyeshal Lakabel Bahavu Baratzon. K'Dei L'Dafka Bayil Olam. If I'd be willing to go out and die just not to do a Sur Meira, so to do an Asay Toiv, to go out and be Davak to Rabban Shalom, to be able to be Magala Anochev Alekecha, for sure I want to do that. For sure, this is so much easier than dying, and the only reason why I don't want to be nifrit from the Rabban Hashem is only just in order to stop a negative. Here it's not just I'm stopping a negative by going ahead and being Meisar Nefesh. Here I'm getting a positive. There's a positive action that's taking place of an Asay Toiv, of a Mikdavak to Rabban Hashem, and Torah, and Tefillah, and Tzedakah, the varying levels of what it means to be Balta to Rabban Hashem, Amakava, the levels that we spoke about, difference between Torah and Tefillah, but I'm becoming Echad with the Rabban Hashem at that moment. I'm becoming a Makava L'Shechina, becoming Mamash Echad with the Rabban Hashem, the Yichud Chayim Yichud Kamayu, but it's happening at that moment that I'm learning or I'm davening, I'm giving Tzedakah. So if I'd be willing to go out and die not to be nifrad, so kol shekein sheyeshal lekabel b'havu v'ratzon k'dei l'dafka bay la'olam, because the dveikus that happens at this dveikus that happens over here is la'olam, and I think that's the word that he's focusing on is la'olam va'ed, which means when I go ahead and I do the ratzon of the Rabban Hashem, it's not for a momentary gain, it's a gain that lasts me forever.
But it's not a pirud. There's no pirud happening when you're not being over a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah that's overus is one thing, but if it's not a mitzvah overus, and right now just okay, I'll daven soon in a few minutes. There's no period at that moment.
No, there's no period, you're right. But if first of all, I'm losing an opportunity to be Megala Ba'achdusai, but if not to do a period, which means, if I understand that a period, to not do a period, I'd be willing to give up my life. Mamash Be'ahavo Baratzen, I'd be willing to give up my life. So if I can go ahead and not do a period, I can go out and do a positive action of being Dovak to Rabban Hashem, being Mamatla myself to Rabban Hashem, so that's greater, so much greater than just not dying for the Rabban Hashem. Here I can go ahead, I can be Magal Achdusa Yisbarach in a positive way and understand, based on what we said, what that means. So for sure, I'd be willing to go ahead and do anything for that. Because just not to do a Surme Ra, I'd be willing to go so far, so to go ahead and do an Asay Toiv, something that's going to have a lasting effect, not just for the moment I'm going to be Meister Nefesh, but a lasting effect for my life, and not for my life, and for Netzach Mitzachim, right? La'olam Vod, I'm going to be able to have something, so for sure I want to do that, right? The Hanukkah Shiyasa, Ritzoni Yisbarach, Ba'avoydazu, V'yizgala Koyach, Pimiyas Ratzana Elyon, Bechin is Panim, V'gila Rava, Leida Hester Klal. I'm now being Magala that in a clear, visible way. In a way of gilui upon him, There's nothing getting in the way. Right, the nefesh alakis and the nefesh chiyunis, right, which he's calling the nefesh of Bahamas, ulavoshayin, and there are two levushim. Right, here he calls the nefesh Bahamas. He calls the nefesh chiyunis, which is another word, another verb, you know, another way of describing the nefesh of Bahamas. It's the nefesh that gives you life. But ulavoshayin, which means and the levushim of the nefesh of Bahamas and nefesh alakis, kulam yichedes betachlas ayichud baratzan elyon va'arin tzev baruch hu kanal. Right, as we discussed in the previous prakim. So this is it. This is a moment to not just go ahead and not be over on liyel chalei mecherim. Now I can do a noichevay lekecha. I can do it in a way. So that's karvel echadav ma'od. V'yichad zel lemalu nitzchi la'olam vod. It's there forever. Ku yisbarach v'rtzayne lemalu meizman. As we said, when it comes to doing an avera, v'chein gilu rtzayne shebediburish yiteru hu nitzchi. V'komei shekas v'dvar lekenu yakam la'olam. Udvarav chayim v'kayamim. V'liyachav v'yamer dasel la'olamim. It's there forever. Now again, why these pesukim? I want to try to finish the parak tonight, but you know, this is what he's explaining to us, is that it's dir v'nesach netzachim, that a person is never ever going to lose whatever he gains at that moment. So if I have an assayin, and the assayin is atzus and kvedis, and the assayin is don't go out and do the avera, or I don't want to go out and give away my hard-earned money, and I just recognize that what I can gain at this moment is parachav beis and parachav gimel and tanya, and to not lose parachav beis and parachav gimel and tanya, I'd be willing to give up my life. So kol shekein ba'ad rabba, I should be willing to go ahead and do this thing, which is so much easier than Yisurei Misa, so much easier than going ahead and doing something difficult. It's difficult, but it's not Yisurei Misa. So to pull myself out of bed, to go ahead and to be able to be involved in the mitzvah sasei, avada, I should be able to do it. This is the yichud, is the malan, it's nitzchein nitzachim. Ela shalamatu, tachas hazman, uba'isa shalavada, sha'isik by b'teira, oibi mitzvahs. In the world we live, it's tachas hashita hazman. Uba'isa shalavada, sha'isik by b'teira mitzvahs. Ki achar kachem, oisik b'davar achar, nifr me'yichud elin lamata. Which means, if I go ahead and I learn, this is an important thing to think about, right? If I go ahead and I learn, so right now at this moment I'm connected to Yichud Yisbarach. If I now go ahead and close the sefer and I go ahead and I drink a coffee outside, just for the sake of drinking a coffee at that moment, I'm not connected to Yichud Yisbarach. But in the Olam HaEmes, right, nothing ever stopped, right? It's last than Netzach Hatzachim. So which means if I understand that, yeah, right now, if I can push myself to go say Kriyat Shema Bizman, if I can push myself to go ahead and to learn, so what's taking place is going to last forever. I'm not going to feel it 5 minutes after. I'm going to push myself to learn 5 more minutes, but those 5 minutes are only 5 minutes. It's only 5 minutes down here. Down here in the world we live in, that's mugbal to the world of Zman and Makam, yeah, it's only 5 minutes. And those 5 minutes, just look, okay, for 5 more minutes, as Magala, Yehudi is Baruch. But if you recognize that up there in the Lamas Layanim, it's not 5 minutes, it's Netzach Netzachim. So then what I can do these 5 minutes is create a Yichud that's going to last on Netzach Netzachim. So then I want to go ahead and do that in the greatest way possible. Right? Because this is Mamash forever. This is the world of real Netzach Netzachim. But that's only in the world lamata. Right, only when you're going ahead and being involved in something that doesn't have, right? If you're going ahead and being involved in, you know, helping your family, whatever you're doing, and going ahead and doing things which are proper, you're connected to Yichud Yisbarach. Right away, the Barshem is Meichel you. It's one of the things that ain't other mitzvah is bittul Torah, to go ahead and to be mevatel and not to be able to be involved in the gisa b'yom v'vayel. It's something that Chazal say ain't other mitzvah b'menah b'chol yom v'chol yom. Ukumay tamid shemechapal mitzvah sasei. It's a carbon tamid shemechapal mitzvah sasei. The ain't the echta va'ashiv. I so maybe I'm going to say if I'm mevatel Torah and then I'm saying slach lanu 3 times a day. That's echta va'ashiv. That's elam kain shebeshasachet mamish u'shemechal atshuva. Which means when I go ahead and I'm mevatel Torah, I'm not mevatel Torah because I know, and this is an important thing. You know, people often ask, if I go ahead and I say slach lanu on Yom Kippur, I say Hashem on Yom Kippur, but I know I'm going to do an avera again. That's the greatest echt of Asher. And I know when I say slach lanu and I clap al chait over the fact that I spoke Lashon Hara, I know that I'm probably going to speak Lashon Hara again this year. It's just a matzias. I'm definitely going to be involved in a bit of Torah, because Chazal say we're in a mitzvah. So every Yom Kippur and every slach lanu is only echt of Asher along in the next one. So I'll tell you what echt of Asher means. Echt of Asher means that I'm going ahead, that I'm seimich on the tshuva, and that's why I did the avera. That's not what I'm doing over here. What I'm doing over here is I got stuck. I felt to the taiva of bittul Torah. I felt to the taiva of Lashon Hara, of avach Lashon Hara. So I felt to these taivas, and Mimila was involved in these averas. But not that I went ahead and I did the avera because of the fact that I said there's got to be a mincha that I could clap slach lanu. So then avada, when I come into mincha and I say slach lanu, avada at that moment, a person has the capability to be able to go ahead and to get it back. Like it writes over there also, and that igeris And then in Geras HaTshuva, in Perikid Aleph, where he talks about this, Ema speaking Midrash HaTshuva, Echtav Asher, what Echtav Asher means. He explains over there, like we just said, Echtav Asher means that I'm doing the Avera because of the Tshuva. But generally, when a person falls, and a person falls to the place of Shemir Sanayim again, he didn't fall to the place because he knows the Tshuva. He fell, because Ruach just entered him. But Avad, that's not called Echtav Asher. Memela, again, what he's trying to get at is that, therefore, once we understand this, then we understand that Memela, if a person could go ahead and be able to do something at this moment, which is going to connect me to the Rabbanu Shalom in a way that's netzach netzach, in a way that's never going to stop, so then avada, I'd be willing to give up anything in the world. If I'm willing to give up not to be nifred from the Rabbanu Shalom, so then I should be willing to push myself as hard as possible. Korv alecha, dov ma'oid b'ficha b'vavcha l'asaysa, saysur me'ra, and kol shekein when it comes to mitzvah saseh. And again, that's really the synopsis of the past 25 prakam atanya is kikar v'lecha dav ma'od. Now that I know what nefesh of the kiss is, now that I know what nefesh of Bahamas is, now that I know what the levushi nefesh, now that I know the eses spheres, now that I know what Torah and mitzvahs are, now that I know what the hava that's created through his boininus, which is the regular havas Hashem, now that I know what yiras Hashem is, now that I know that it's a hava mesoteris, and now that I know what a mitzvah naver is, now that I know that afilu kal shabakal would be willing to go ahead and give up one's life for not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So now I could just wrap up the 25 Prakam Tanya, and now I can understand what he writes in the Sharb, Laki Kar V'lecha Dov Ma'oid V'fichu B'vav Chalas Haysa. It's not easy, but it's accessible at every moment. B'chal La'isa B'chal Shah, it's accessible for a person to go ahead, Say Sur Merah, and Say Asay Toiv, to be involved in mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim, and not to be involved in the Averis at every moment of the day. Just stop and to think what you really want to do. Just stop to think about the fact that there's a Ruach Shtos stopping you from going ahead and be willing to even be Maisim Nefesh. When you stop and you think about that for that moment, right away, without creating a new Hezbainanus, it's creating a brand new Ahava, just a built-in Ahava, the built-in Ahava Mesoteris inside of you, allows a person to be able to go ahead and to be able to knock away the Yetzirah, and to be able to go ahead and be involved in Asay Toiv. He just ends off the Perek.
Shav means that when I go back and learn, it's showing that I really want
to
learn.
Right, I really want to learn all the time, and I got caught up in this Ruach Shtos, which pulled me away for a moment. You know, and I fell for a moment. But Avada, ain't as Azmi Shomach Shemaychem, like, because again, it's every mitzvah to say, I fell for a moment, but this is, I want to be connected to Yichduisei Zbarach. And really, the whole time I'm really there, because which means, in the Olam HaEmes, I never left here. Only down here I left here. In the Olam HaEmes, when I learned for 5 minutes, that 5 minutes lasts forever. But down here, I did something that made me nifra from the Rabbanu Shalom because I'm a Vatal Torah. But then when I go back, I just showed that I'm just reconnecting to that 5 minutes that was there before. I'm not creating a new 5 minutes. I'm just reconnecting to the 5 minutes that were there and were always there, La Olam Vod. And I'm reconnecting to that Ichud Yisbarach by going out and doing tshuva on the gap, the lapse that took place between the previous 5 minutes and the next 5 minutes. He just ends off with something which is just an aga point. He says, "Bezei Yovan, Lamat Siva Moshe Rabbeinu." Olav Hashem, the Mishnah Torah, the Dar Shenichnasu La'aretz Likris Krishma Pamayim Bechol Yom. Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead. The Mishnah Torah, Sifat Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai, so the Dar Shenichnasu La'aretz, as Moshe Rabbeinu is dying, to say Krishma twice a day. The Kabbal love Malchus Shemayim, b'Mesiris Nefesh. To go ahead and be Makabel Malchus Shemayim, b'Mesiris Nefesh. Right, frekt of Altanya, I don't understand. Leftichlem, pachtechem, umoirachem, yitin Hashem, right? There was no reason that they should be afraid, right? They weren't going to be afraid. They weren't going to get into any wars where they're going to go ahead and be forced to be able to be Moshe Nefesh for their Moshe Shalom. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them twice a day, you have to go ahead and be Makabal and say Shema twice a day to be Makabal, to go ahead and be Makabal, Achduse Yisbarach, up to the point of Mesiris Nefesh, right? Like this farm tells us that when a person says the Dalit of Echad, a person should be Mechavan, that he's willing to go ahead and be Makabal, Dalit Mises Bez. A person should think that every time he says Shema Yisrael, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them. So what do they have to? They're not nervous about Mesiris Nefesh. They're going to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to conquer. They conquer all the Umays. Right? There's no one's going to force them to do Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Rabbeinu is nervous that they're going to get stuck in a place of a Gimel Chamuris. That Moshe Rabbeinu says twice a day you have to be Makabel to be willing to be Mesir Nefesh for their Moshe. You're not going to have to. This is the Derboy Eretz that's coming in. They don't have to do it. Zakta Baal Tanya El Mishem. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu is not worried about the Gimel Chamuris. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, if you want to know what the secret is to be able to be an Erlich Hayid at every moment of your life, it's Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenor, Shema Echad, Dalad Mises Bezdin. It's the willingness to be able to go ahead and be able to be Meisir Nefesh for the Rabbanu Shem, Dalad Mises Bezdin. The fact that I'm willing to go ahead and be Meisir Nefesh for the Rabbanu Shem because of the Gimel Chamuris, that Memela allows me to go ahead and now I'm able to say Kabbalas Al Mitzvahs, I'm able to go ahead V'Yahafta Yisrael Shema Lekecha V'Hayim Shema, I'm able to go ahead Vaiter and Shema because I know that Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenor, Shema Echad. Elo Mishim Shekiyam HaTorah U'Mitzvayseh Toli Bezeh. You know what? All of Torah Mitzvahs are Toli in Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenor, Shema Echad. All Toli in the Dalad of Echad. All Toli in the willingness that I have to be able to be Meisir Nefesh. Yisker Tamed in the Mesiris Nefesh L'Hashem Al Yechuda Shia Kavua Believer Tamed Mamish Yoyman V'Leila L'Yamash Mezechroni Kibizeh Yochel Lama Neged Yitzri. With this Kayach, a person has the capability to stand connected as Yetzer Natschei Tamed to win him constantly B'chol Eis B'chol Sha'ak Kanal Adkan. the sikkum of the first 25 brachim of Tanya, which is really the end of a major, major part of Tanya. This is really the synopsis. And again, in 3-4 sentences, you can really summarize the whole Tanya, what the Tanya came to do, to explain this karv alecha dav ma'id. You can explain the nefesh Bahamas, nefesh elkis. Every person has two nefashos, the levushim, the 10 spheres that are inside, how they interact with the world. He explains the concept of the nefesh Bahamas, the nefesh elkis, how there's the ir katana, the double finding of the ir katana, all of this. He explains this very clearly. Then he goes ahead and explains this concept of the battle that's taking place, how a Beinoni, the tzaddik rushed into the Beinoni, how the Beinoni, which is the world we're trying to live in, is at least in the levushim, not going to be involved in any averus, even if the pneumius of him is still struggling, but the levushim are not involved in it. He explained how is the Beinoni capable of doing this, either, like he explained in Perikid Zayin, because of the ahava that's created through his bonus, melech shalat el alev, or from Perikid Ches, the Perikafei. He explained the other alternative, which is ahava mesateris, which is built into a person, and as he said, if the ahava mesateris means yira mesateris is nichlan it as well, and that is the basic synopsis of the first 25 brachim of Tanya. And once a person knows that, you just have to chaz this over. This concept of mesiris nefesh is something twice a day. Makabal to be mesir nefesh to Rabbanu Shalom. According to the Arizal, you say this by Krishma Lamita also. Makabal upon yourself any averus that you've done to be makabal dal mesiris bezin. It's not just that I'm being, it's partially that I recognize that I'm willing to be mesir nefesh for the Rabbanu Shalom, not to be nifrat, even chalila for a moment from the Rabbanu Shalom. And that becomes a catalyst for all of Surmaran Asetov. And again, it's not easy, but it's accessible at every moment. Shema Yisrael Hashem Kan Hashem Echad is the crying call of a yid that is able to go ahead and be able to be in battle, and he's able to be lamad negad yitzro, the natzchei tamid, be able to fight him constantly and to be able to win him. The next 2-3 prakam and tanya are probably from the most kashmaka prakam and tanya. I think the next 3 prakam are probably from the most kashmaka prakam and tanya. They're very avoidedik, they're not so moichin, much more avoidedik. I spoke at one of them last night, but kashmaka avoidedik is about how to get over atzvos, and very, these are like from the most learned prakam, I think, in tanya. It's perik lamad beis, probably chavav, chavzayin, chavches. Mostly Chavav Chazayin are probably from the most learned Prakim and Tanya. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up next week. We're going to really go into a new topic, but this is really, it's mamash one whole Chelik of Tanya. We just went through, and again, we have another 28 Prakim to go till Parak Nun Gimel, but this, we really got through a major, major part of Tanya. This is the thesis of really what he came to do. Again, he's going to add in other parts that are necessary as well, but this is the Iker synopsis of what the Baal Tanya came to do. And Mitzvah Hashem, Rishi B'Zeicha, Mekash Yisrael to the Baal Tanya. It's the art says this week, Mitzvah Hashem, Mekash Yisrael to the Baal Tanya. We say Hashem to take his Eitzah, to utilize it, to be involved in Avodas Hashem.